This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Rabina. I'm a doctor. I'm an Indian working in Saudi Arabia, Riyadh. The first thing I would like to tell my institute, Jannah Institute, is that it's a big blessing that I'm part of this prestigious institute. The reason why I would like to continue with my Tajweed level 3, there are a couple of reasons, but I like to emphasize on a few of them. As I'm a working woman, the first thing which helped me is in the timing, because my schedule is busy, and this level 3 class, and even level 2 also, is being held on a Tuesday evening for me, and I'm free at that time. So that was the first reason. And the second reason is, the very first day when I attended class, Ustaza Shaista made me feel that I know her since many, many years. I mean, she made me feel so comfortable that I was never ever felt that I'm a newcomer to the group. And even my group mates, same thing, you know, I felt that I have been known to the group. And the way I received the welcome, the very first minute I entered the class, I have no words to express, but I can only say that I was blessed, I was chosen, and I'm lucky to be a student of this very, very, I don't have words to say, but I think I'm just trying to give you the best words. A very angelic group. I mean, if I may be allowed to say that. An angelic group, truly, honestly, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I come tired after my work, but the moment I sit in my class, it's just that I forget everything, and I'm so engrossed. Everybody working so hard. It only taught me that age is not a limit. Age is not a limit for myself first. And second is, the teacher who's teaching something as serious as Tajweed, and and it's not easy for us, you know, especially as non-Arabs, to get the grip. But the way she makes it easy for us, I have no words to express, you know. So that encouraged me to carry on with the course, Tajweed 2. I even enrolled for the revision. And now I, inshallah, Tajweed level 3 also. And a little word about Ustaza Shaista. That's the way I address her. But I think she really deserves all the encouragement and support, as she's doing a brilliant job. Maybe the institute people will not be able to analyze, but being a student, I can only say that she's a gem of a teacher. The first thing what I learned from her is to care and love your student, irrespective of the age. You know, it is not needed that she has to have offline session to show her tender loving care for each student. But I think, you know, we are ways apart, but her smile and her caring attitude towards her students brings down this mile to just a smile on my face. The moment I see her, truly and honestly, we are miles apart, but she's able to bring a smile on everyone's face. Even the mistakes we make, I have gone through a lot of training in reading the Quran, but every teacher doesn't take up my mistake the way she takes it up. She says it's okay, and she's always encouraging and motivating. I would tell my Jannah Institute, even if there's one student under Ustaza Shaista, please don't ever think of closing the session or saying that they are less attendees. Because I'll be very honest in what I'm saying. You have to believe me that the best thing you're doing to the society is to continue the classes, especially with Ustaza Shaista. Trust me, since I've been learning from her, I know that the teachers are excellent, but my heart would never want to change my group, nor would I want to change my Ustaza also. And now I'm wondering, you know, after Tajweed 3, after I finish my course, what next? Because I don't want to be left alone by myself, you know, not seeing my group for the 2 hours. We have fun. We talk out our problems. And we learn from our seniors who are in the group. So it is nothing but, you know, you may be just adding a drop in the ocean. But remember, that drop makes a big difference to somebody's life. And I'm here enrolling for Tajweed 3. So please do not even think of erasing this class, this group from the course. I hope I've made it, you know, I hope I've said what I wanted to say. Forgive me if I over-exaggerated, but I truly and honestly mean every word of what I have said. Jazakallah khairan for giving me this opportunity. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.